Riverside featured 8 wrestlers this season that went all the way down to the state tournament. Despite placing in lower seeds and receiving no medals for the Bulldogs, this is a young team that qualified a plethora of wrestlers in the state tournament, an accomplishment in itself. Head coach Casey Conover is proud of how his boys competed throughout the tournament, but is now focused on how they will improve this offseason to bring home some medals.
Yeah, I thought the guys overall competed really tough. I thought they batted extremely well. You know, when you don't have very high seeds, you gotta fight tooth and nails. We had 2, I want to say, high seed upsets. I talk high seeds, kids that placed in the top 8. I told the kids, we had a real good tournament, but we didn't have a great tournament. When you don't bring home a medalist, several medalists, it's not a great tournament. But we had a good tournament, and they batted, and that's the big thing I told them. What are we going to do now to make sure we bring home medals? What are we going to do this offseason? And that's been the big thing I've been really telling the boys.
Riverside is setting their expectations high for next year. As the Bulldogs earned 2nd in the Western Iowa Conference for duels, came up just short in the regional tournament, and finished 30th overall in the state tournament after being ranked in the top 10 after day 1. The goal next year is to win the conference, go to the state duels tournament, and come home with some medals and a top 10 finish after the state tournament in 2025.
I'm not trying to take away how good our season was. We did have a good season, but again, it wasn't what we wanted to be. You know, we wanted to be conference champs. We wanted to finish. We wanted to be state duel team participants, state duel place winning. We wanted to be top 10 in the state team individual race, and we're outside looking in on both of them. You know, got 2nd conference for duels. We lost the regionals there, and then we ended up finished 30th overall. I mean, we were, after day 1, we were in the top 10. We lost those tough matches. So, yeah, we're excited, but if we want it, we got to get better. And that's a big thing. You know, we got to get better this offseason.
The Bulldogs are bringing back a young squad from last season, as all their state qualifiers and top wrestlers this season are returning to the mats next year. The reason for this young team's success is that Riverside is a tough wrestling room that battles hard with one another, but at the end of the day, they're teammates and are working to make one another better.
Kids want to win, so you always have that tough competition, and that was probably the big thing that was nice about our room, is we had a lot of kids around each other's weights, a lot of good kids around each other's weights, just pushing each other to make them better. And some days in the room, it was a brawl. It was a fight. You know, kids didn't like each other, and that's okay. You know, we tell the kids every day, you walk in that wrestling room, you guys aren't friends. You're here to get yourself and your teammates better. And to do that is you got to put some type of friendship aside. Now, the minute you leave this room, you leave all emotions, you leave all feelings you had, you leave it at the door. And you don't hold a grudge to that. You know, that was a big thing I learned when I was wrestling in college. One of my best friends and roommate, well, and I were that basically at the same weight, and we battled with each other, and we got in a lot of fights with each other in the room. But at the end of the day, we're still teammates, we're still friends. We'd go and have supper and lunch together and breakfast. We'd go back to our dorm room and we'd study together. We left, you know, a wrestling in the room. And that was, I saw with a lot of the kids, you know, we did. We left a lot of emotions where it needed to be, and helped each other out.
Improvement was the main key to Riverside success this season. Their young wrestlers came in and day out, ready to hit the mats and get better. This intensity and drive helped to carry the Bulldogs to success this year.
I just see the improvement, you know, and like I mentioned, Emory Evans stepped up. He saw some bossy action on that too. Just seeing the batter in the rooms and us not backing down to anyone. I mean, We were a confident bunch going in, no matter who we wrestled. We felt like we could win any match we wanted to on that. And I think that leads just to the maturity and as they grew throughout this season.
While the wrestling season is over, we will see multiple Bulldog wrestlers jump into the track and soccer spring seasons. I'm Zach Collins, reporting.